Hey everyone, my name is Cindy and I'm new here, so 请多多指教。The video I picked today uses mosquito bites as a metaphor to explain microaggression. This is an experience a lot of people that goes overseas would share. A coworker of mine is from Canada, who you guys can probably guess who speaks better Chinese than me, went to a place for food once and asked,
你们打烊了吗?
In perfect Chinese. Then the people who worked there looked at one another confused, and then said, closed, with their hands gesturing in the air, and everything got real awkward real quick. It was really funny. I told that story to a friend that works in a bakery, who's always asking me how to say,
要不要袋子?挤满十点可以换东西?
And so on in English, because they get a lot of foreign customers. And ever since then, she started speaking Chinese to literally everyone, even the foreigners. And she found out that a lot of the foreigners in Taiwan speak fluent Chinese, or at least understand a fair amount. So the next time you bump into a foreign friend, you should maybe try speaking some Chinese at him or her. You might be surprised. And so today's sentence is, just imagine, instead of being a stupid comment, a microaggression, it's a mosquito bite. It's a compliment. Mosquito bites and their itch are one of nature's most annoying features.
好，那我们来看第一个单字。
Imagine, imagine
是想象。
Imagine if you were a millionaire, how awesome would life be?
想象你自己是一个百万富翁，那你的人生会过得多舒服啊！还有跟它相关的名词 image,
image,
image 是图像、影像或是印象。所以你如果去 Google 上面找寻图片的话，英文就是 Google Image。如果用它来造句的话，可以说 The image links to our website。这张图片有连接到我们的网站。然后还有一个名词是 imagination。
Imagination
是想象力的意思，或是创造力。我们都很耳熟能详的雄狮的一个 slogan 是想象力是你的超能力，英文就可以说
Imagination is your superpower。
好，那我们再接下来看下一个
Compliment。
Compliment Compliment 是赞美的意思或是恭维。那如果用 compliment 来造句的话，就可以说
Everyone likes to hear compliments. It makes people feel good about themselves.
就是说，大家都喜欢听到赞美的话，因为会让他们感到很舒服。还有从它衍生出来的形容词
complimentary,
complimentary, complimentary 是免费的意思。所以如果在饭店，然后他们有供给一些茶类啊，或是咖啡包，就可以说
The tea and coffee are complimentary.
再接下来是蚊子咬的时候很痒，很痒的英文是 itch,
itch.
如果用它来造句的话，可以说
I remember having chicken pox when I was in second grade. Everywhere itched. It was terrible.
意思是说，我还记得我小学二年级的时候有得过水痘，全身到处都很痒。真的是太痛苦了。除了痒以外，我们有常常会感受到疼痛。疼痛的英文是 ache,
ache. My tooth is aching so badly, but I hate going to the dentist.
意思是我的牙真的很痛，可是我很讨厌去看牙医。那肌肉酸痛的那个酸痛则是 sore,
sore.My muscle is still sore from working out.
意思是说我昨天健身到现在肌肉都还感觉到很酸痛。好，再接下来 annoying,
annoying,
annoying 是讨人厌的，恼人的。
My boyfriend is super annoying sometimes.
可以说是我男朋友的时候真的非常的烦人，或是老师常常出作业给你们，你们觉得很烦的话，也可以说 It's so annoying the teacher keeps giving us homework. 或是也可以说 irritating 跟 annoying 有点相似，可是是在更上去一个阶层，更加被激怒到的那种烦人的。所以可以说 Her little brother is quite irritating. 他的弟弟真的是很烦人。还有 provoking 同样也是令人生气的。像是最近在美国佛州有发生一个枪击案，然后有引发当地人民要力求要修法，就可以说 The Parkland shooting was very provoking and upsetting. 就是这个佛州的枪击案真的令人很生气还有很难过。 Okay, so that was all the vocabularies for today. And let's practice the sentence of today again. Just imagine, instead of being a stupid comment, a microaggression is a mosquito bite. Ugh, it's a compliment. Mosquito bites and their itch are one of nature's most annoying features.
好，那我们再用正常一点的速度来念一次。
Just imagine, instead of being a stupid comment, a microaggression is a mosquito bite. Ugh, it's a compliment.Mosquito bites and their itch are one of nature's most annoying features. All right, so that was all. Thank you so much for challenging yourself with me. This is Cindy. I hope you guys enjoyed the video I picked. And please let me know if you guys have any similar experience down in the comment section. And I'll see you guys soon. Have a great day.